On the telephone today, got a very special guest on the phone, and I've been looking forward to this interview now for a few days. People throw the word hero around and that term, but I got to tell you, I truly believe this guy is, in my eyes anyway, he's a hero, a local hero. I got to tell you, he's a graduate, class of 1998, Killingly High School, graduates from Killingly High School, matriculates to Berklee School of Music, 2002 graduate. All right, now he heads to New York City. He makes it. He's been there since graduating in 2002 from Berklee, making it in New York City, and the whole time never forgetting about his roots, his hometown, his community, his high school, Killingly High School, and he gives back in a big way. Of course, I'm talking about Mike Herklotz on the phone this morning. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning to you all. How you doing?
Oh, doing great. Now, a couple of nights ago, you made your annual trek to Killingly High School to participate in the Career Pathways Celebration, and you had a check in your hand to give to them, and it was a check for what amount?
Well, I had a whole bunch of checks, to be honest with you, but it was totaling $85,000.
How the heck did you raise $85,000? What are you doing there in New York City?
Well, you know, it started off small. We certainly didn't start this with $85,000 in mind. In fact, we started it with nothing in mind other than trying to find some extra funds to help out the Career Pathways program. So it's tough to look at this past year and try to put some logic to how it works. It's really just grown year after year over the last 9 years. To finally this number, which is 85,000, but you know, it started very grassroots. It started in 2005. I had just stopped by the high school that spring and spent a little time with Bob Brennan, who was the coordinator for the Career Pathways program. It was a program that I was involved in its infancy when I was in high school, and so I was just chatting with Bob, and he shared that that the grants and other funding that he had typically received year after year for the programs was drying up, and that there were some real concerns that some of the programs might be cut. And I remember what it was like back in 1997 when there were some real severe budget cuts that were being proposed, and one of the things they were looking to axe was the music department, which is something I was incredibly involved in. And so we got together a whole bunch of students, and we rallied to try to get that program reinstated, which we did successfully. But I remember the feeling of knowing that something that was so important to me was going to be taken away, and just feeling that was unfair, that we as students shouldn't have to deal with those types of things. And so that sort of struck a chord with me. And when I did my birthday party that year, 2005, I was turning 25. I'd never had a birthday party. And I really did the party purely selfishly to throw myself a party. But people showed up with gifts, which I specifically asked not to do since I had no apartment that could even hold another gift. So we put all the gifts in one big pile, and I decided to raffle them off. And people were a little upset, but when I told them that I was going to give the money back to my high school because of the issues that they were facing, all of a sudden people started writing checks, and we raised $2,500 that first year. So it's in that spirit of, you know, very simple grassroots efforts and trying to find people to really buy in and support something that's very important to me. It's grown every year. Last year was $75,000. This year, $85,000.
You throw a birthday party and people come and donate. Again, $85,000 this year, $75,000 last year. Why has this caught on in your circle of friends? Again, this is a New York City-based party, correct?
Yeah, well, it's New York City. It's hosted in New York City, but to be honest with you, we get support from all over the world. We get support from manufacturers of premium cigars and other products. I've worked in the premium cigar business for more than 10 years, and so we get a tremendous amount of support from vendors and from other partners and friends that I work with within the industry who have donated year to date well over $100,000 just in products that I give away or we sell or we auction or raffle to help support this. So, you know, from a fundraising effort, a lot of times when you hear numbers thrown around about, you know, they raised millions of dollars at a fundraiser, well, then that millions of dollars goes into a fund that then, of course, pays back expenses, pays operating costs, and those types of things. This really is as grassroots as it gets, and there is no operating costs, of course, because it's a public school, and this is just sort of a separate ledger account that is only to supplement the funding of Learning for Life. And we really drive home that message every year and throughout correspondence throughout the year that the Career Pathways offices sends out. So at the back of every Learning for Life newsletter, you'll see an itemized ledger sheet of exactly every dollar that has been spent. So there are some general ledger lines that are, let's say, $3,000, but that $3,000 helped close the gap for 10 kids to go to Florida and compete in a home builders competition, where, by the way, they placed second nationally. I mean, these are huge, huge achievements. The school student TV network kids from Killingly High School went out to Los Angeles to compete, where a couple of the kids placed very top honors on a national competition. You know, these are incredible experiences that of course the kids need to help fund themselves, and it doesn't take the responsibility away from community to support these efforts. But these are big efforts, and it's important that we can help close the gap once that ceiling has been reached. When I share that news with my friends and they can literally see and hear the stories of how these kids' lives are changing, I think it just really touches them as well. And that's how we can do it year after year.
What's the total for all your birthday parties since 2005?
We're at about $330,000.
So you graduate, you're born and raised in Killingly, graduate from Killingly High School in 98, head to Berkeley, graduate from Berkeley, move to New York City right away. You're a big deal in New York City. Why do you care?
You know, there's a lot of reasons. I hold on tremendously to my roots. My grandparents on my father's side grew up there. My father and his brother grew up there. My parents met there. My sister and I grew up there. I've always had a very deep connection to my community, and that really was driven home by my grandfather, Adrian Herklatz, who always talked about home, always talked about family, always talked about community. My grandfather with Jerry Fillmore helped start the Springtime Festival in town. I mean, community was a huge part of my life growing up, and I guess, you know, when you compound that with my father being a physician in town, we had a family practice in our house. We had the community literally in our house for years growing up. And those stories that you hear over and over about, you know, oh, I remember when you and your sister used to play in the waiting room and sing songs and entertain. You know, it's that can't be repeated any place other than a small town. And I think the longer I've been away, you know, I left Killingly without I had no intention of going back, giving back, or doing anything. Zero. I thought, you know, I paid my dues, I'd done what I had to do, and it was time for me to move on and focus on me. But there was just this moment that happened, and, you know, part of that, I think, was as I got older and seeing the way things are changing and thinking back to all the great opportunities I had, it's not fair that those that follow us don't have at least the same opportunities, if not better opportunities. And so it's, you know, also when I did it, I don't think I intended on doing it every year, but I'll tell you, year after year, it's just been so much fun that I just have to do it.
You're a rock star, man. I love you. I love you, Mike, and I love this story. It inspires me, and I'm sure it inspires others. Again, raising over $330,000, and he just keeps coming back to give back to his hometown, making it in New York City, giving back to Killingly High School, his roots, and it's a very inspirational story. Mike, I want to thank you so much for all you're doing. Thanks for caring. Thanks for remembering. Thanks for giving back. You're a good human being, my friend, and keep it up, and continued success to you in New York City as well. Thanks for your time today, Mike.
If I can just share, these kids also graduate with applicable credits towards college, which are all covered in the program. So kids are graduating up to a year early now from college because of this Career Pathways program.
Yeah. And again, too, as you pointed out, it's not so, you know, you got your super smart kids in school, which I was never part of that crew.
No, me neither.
Then you got the kids who need things like these Career Pathways, right?
This is the greatest guidance a kid can have in school. It's totally free. and it ultimately can save thousands and thousands of dollars when they go on to college, or if they just go on to work after school. They'll be trained to go directly into the workplace or into post-secondary.
Sounds good. Mike, if people want to make a donation, perhaps they're inspired by your story, how can they reach out and just perhaps help out for next year's fund?
We always post on Facebook and on Twitter. The name of the fund is KHS Learning for Life, and you can actually submit any kind of donation at any time and send it straight to the high school Attention Career Pathways office, and they can take a check. If you want to pay by credit card, there's a link which I can send you, Gary. Maybe you can put it up on the Facebook page.
Will do. I'll be happy to do that. Mike, thanks for your time. Have an awesome day.
Thanks very much.
All right, it's 8:19 with the morning team.